Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
I have a weird thing at my office now that I hate. Everyone is saying thank you to each other way too much. And I know this is the dumbest thing to complain about, but I hate when people say things that are even slightly fake, or not just fake, but unnecessary. It just drives me crazy. It's this pet peeve. And not only do I have to hear other people do it, but I have to participate in it.
Give me an example.
Like,
tell me what
I'm your boss and you're me. I'm the boss and you're me. All
right. Hey.
Chris.
Hey, yeah.
Chris, come here. You got a minute?
Yeah, I do.
There was an email that came in from so-and-so on the third floor. She wants you to look into these two charts. And so if you could do that and then just send me an email when you're done.
Thank you.
No, you're me.
I know. Thank you.
You say, okay. I go, hey, thank you. And then you have to say, no problem.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
No, you're welcome.
But it's like a million little things. Like, it's part of
and
my job.
Scene.
It's a part of my job.
Some Listen, of our best acting.
It's my job to do things he tells me to all day long. And so there's many things to, I'm told to do. I don't need to go through the thank you, you're welcome every fucking time. Like,
hey, no problem.
Thank me
dude.
By giving me a check, and I'll say you're welcome by cashing it.
I don't know that that's a you're welcome.
Well, you know, like,
his thank you seemed a lot more sincere than you're welcome. I would say you're welcome is you doing a good job at work, not cashing the check.
But I say you're welcome at the time of deposit.
Okay. You literally say it?
Yes, I literally
aloud.
Say it.
All right, you be your boss again. I want to be Chris.
You want to do that again?
No, it's just fun. I like doing play acting. Let's just do some regular stuff at work. I'm going to be Chris for a while.
Okay.
Give me some scenarios, things your boss might say. Do you type a lot at work?
No, a little bit. You'll be typing though, okay.
All right.
Hi Chris. Good morning.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey boss.
I have a quick request. The girls are driving me crazy, but I have to ask you, do you think we could get 2,000 charts today?
Hang on. Let me double check on that.
Click. Usually just say no.
What?
Usually just say no.
Oh, no. That is not.
Well, how many can you get?
Like 9 or 10?
Oh. Well, because we really need 2,000.
Yeah, but I'm not that good at work. I mean, I'm not good at this job. Plus,
what?
I'm lazy.
2,000 charts didn't come in today, and that's actually impossible? Well, you know, yeah, Vicky just really needs 2,000 today.
Well, what should I say here?
Say, well, Vicky can eat a dick.
Well, Vicky has a lot of unreasonable demands. I've been meaning to talk to you about that, boss.
I'm not your boss. I work in a different department, but I'm your equal.
Vicky has a lot of unreasonable demands, equal.
Did you remember when we had the equal discussion?
Ben, does this come across as enthralling?
Yeah, it's good.
You never do any of the acting. Let's do some acting with Ben.
Oh, I'm a fucking tremendous actor.
All right. Act off right now, me and you,
Ben. You'll be playing Oscar Schindler.
Okay,
I don't even know who that is.
Me and Ben are having an
and
act
I'll
off.
Play the short kike who brings you the list.
I think Chris is referring to Schindler's List.
I've never seen that movie.
Are kikes Jews or Italians?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. Shows what kind
I think
of
they're
I
Italians.
No, I think they're Jews.
Well, that proves that we're not racist because we don't even know.
That
Google
proves
it.
That we're ignorant and racist.
Yeah. We're not just bigots, we're ignorant.
There you go.
Anyway, you'll play Oscar Schindler, and
Chris will play
this
Jewish
is the scene
person.
Where Oscar Schindler, this is a monologue, but This is the scene where Oscar Schindler realizes that the war is over, but then begins to regret that he didn't do more to save more people.
Okay. So Ben is Oscar Schindler?
And Ben and Oscar Schindler's looking around the house at things around the area of things that he could have sold.
This is not going to work. You want Ben to just make up stuff, whole cloth?
No, I just want to hear the raw emotion.
All right.
It's not about the words. You can just interpretively chant if you want.
Okay.
But I don't even have any idea of what I'm supposed to be talking about.
I could have saved more. That's an example of something you might say. The accent was included.
Let's do something more that I would understand.
There you go. Let's do something where I teach Ben how to act.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Me and Ben are having an act off, and you're going to be our director. You're trying to you're going to hire one of us for a job, and you are trying to decide who's a better actor out of us.
So I'm just going to pick a scene.
Not a scene. Just give us sort of. I don't want to be doing scenes for movies. I just want you to give us like an idea, like in this, like a general thing,
just a completely general idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Now, Ben, you're going to play the part of Billy Crystal's character in City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold. All just right. Total generic idea. You could be anybody, but you're Billy Crystal in City Slickers 2.
Who am I?
Danny, you're Curly. Actually, you're Curly's twin brother. I don't remember his name, though. Now, Ben, you're going to explain to Curly that you want to go get his gold.
All right.
And Curly... We're just going to call you Curly. You're going to try to explain to Billy Crystal that there is no gold.
All right.
Not really doing scenes from the movie.
This is completely generic. It could be any two people in the world, but it just happens to be these two people in this scene. And also, I haven't seen City Slickers 2 since it was in the theater, and I don't remember anything about the plot. Go.
Ben.
You can call him.
Hey, Curly, I'm going to go find your gold.
Call him Billy. Danny, I mean Curly.
Okay, wait. I'm calling Ben Billy?
Billy, yeah.
And Ben's calling me Curly. Do that again. Start again, Ben. Kurt Billy.
Hey, Curly, I'm going to go find your gold.
Not with that Mets hat on, you're not.
The Mets are the best baseball team in the history of the National League.
There's no gold.
Now, Ben, I think a good idea in this scene is you might say, hello, like you're a cow.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Well, an actor makes a choice. Now, Daddy, really stressed that there's no gold. I thought there might have been a little bit of gold.
All right, I'm sorry. Let me take that again. Should we take it from the top?
Take it from the top. Scene.
Billy.
Hey, Curly, I'm going to go find your gold.
There is no gold. I repeat, there isn't any gold.
That's something I might say also if I'm hiding a shit ton of gold.
You might, but you might more likely say it if there was no gold.
Now there's clearly a lot of gold that I must go find now.
Hang on, Ben, remember to say moo.
I promise you. If there is gold, I don't know about it.
There's gold.
Hello. I did that one. That one was free. Okay. I liked what I saw. I thought there was a lot of improvement. There were some areas that could use more improvement, but then other areas that had just enough improvement.
Can we do a scene from Home Improvement?
Maybe. It's just random. I don't know. We'll think of something.
All right, next scene.
Danny, let's do another scene.
Well, first, I just want to say, Danny, I totally believe there was no gold. But Ben, I wasn't sure if you really wanted to find the gold or not, or even if you were invested in the search. But this is your first day. You're not going to be Sir Laurence Olivier on day one.
Or Billy Crystal.
Okay. Now, this is the scene in Home Alone 1 where the old man tells... Macaulay Culkin, that he's always welcome in church. Now, Ben, you're going to play the part of Macaulay Culkin.
And the Danny, old man?
You're going to be that old man who's always in everything.
So I'm supposed to find out if I'm welcome in church?
Well, I should first say that I haven't seen Home Alone since it was in the theater. I barely remember anything about this movie. But I believe Macaulay Culkin was, he wanted to buy some frozen macaroni and cheese. And he was acting all professional about it. And then for some reason he goes to church. And then this old man was homeless, but he said, "You can always come sleep, live, come welcome in the church." He said something about the church.
All right.
All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, Macaulay, you're really interested in, you think you should leave the church. And, old man, you want Macaulay to really understand that he's always welcome in God's house.
Okay.
Okay. Go, action.
I really don't feel like I'm welcome here at this church.
Well, you are. You're always welcome in church.
I'm kind of scared at this church. You're kind of scary.
God isn't scary. You're always welcome in church.
Does church have frozen macaroni and cheese?
You're always welcome in church.
Oh, hold on. That was great. That was really great. Ben, you sold it to me. I thought for sure you didn't know if you were welcome in church.
Could you tell I really wanted macaroni and cheese?
That needed a little bit of work. I thought you were interested in some kind of frozen TV dinner item, but I didn't feel that it necessarily was Kraft's macaroni and cheese.
How did I do? Because I don't feel it was my strong performance.
Danny, you did okay, but I kind of felt like there might have been gold in that church. So that was good. And Ben, like I said, your performance was dynamite. Except one thing you might try as an acting technique is put both palms of your hands against your cheeks and sort of scream silently. Let's try it again. This time I'm going to play the part of the boys' choir.
All right. Tell us when to go.
And action.
I don't feel like I'm really welcome here at this church.
Well, you are. You're always welcome in church.
What is that noise here at this church?
Christmas time is here.
You're always welcome here at church. That's the noise of welcoming.
Christmas time. Christmas time.
You know, I'm really hungry, and for Christmas dinner, I like to eat a frozen entree that consists of macaroni and cheese.
Well, you came to the right place.
You have macaroni and cheese?
You're always welcome in church.
Cut. That moves me to tears. Especially the singing.
Shoddy Radio.
If you could suck your own dick, would you?
I actually can suck my own dick. To be 100% honest.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Are you really being honest?
Yes.
Wait, yes?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Have you ever stuck it in your mouth?
Yes.
Oh! Wait, what did you say?
I actually have at one point in my life.
Well, of course
you are. Please tell me you're being 100% serious.
Put my own penis in my mouth.
Are you being... No, I'm not joking.
Wait a minute. Did you want... Hold on a minute.
100% serious.
Danny, didn't you wonder why your penis was on Brian's body?
I swear it's that.
Now, when you did it, was it just to see if you could do it, or did you literally blow yourself?
I did not. I didn't blow myself to completion. I did. I'll tell you this. It was before I'd ever. It was the first mouth that I'd ever been in.
Yeesh. Oh boy. God damn! Call this episode "Oh Boy."
Oh man. Well, you're gonna tell me you never tried to suck your own dick.
Me?
Either of you.
There's no way I could. I've seen my dick.
I'm just saying, did you ever try as a teenager?
No.
Chris.
What?
Did you ever try?
Yeah.
See, the only difference is I succeeded. If you would have succeeded, you would have done it too.
Did you? I don't understand, though. Did you just like get the head in your mouth, or did you go balls deep on yourself?
I didn't go balls deep.
Ben, this is the grossest thing I've ever heard.
It's disgusting, but for some reason, I'm like intrigued.
I got more than the head in.
Yeesh. Oh boy.
Were you erect?
No.
Let me ask you this.
Of course not.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you this.
Yes, I was.
Danny, let me ask
you. Can you imagine the thought of me bent over sucking my own dick? Of course I was erect. It's so fucking sexy.
Shit, I'm erect just talking about it.
That's the recycle circle, except it doesn't ever get recycled.
Well, I didn't.
It just gets filthier.
I didn't. You're saying you don't want to close the loop?
Danny, you got more than the head in, so let me ask you this.
Okay.
Was that the first time your foreskin had ever been cleaned?
When I'm erect, my foreskin does not, you wouldn't know that I was uncircumcised.
You're not circumcised?
That doesn't matter.
No.
Why did I not know that?
You should have assumed that. Look who my dad is, the fucking biggest hippie in the world.
The biggest uncircumcised guy in the world.
No, the biggest hippie.
He's well known.
I'm just saying, I was born literally, my parents had an apartment at the corner of Haight Ash and Ashbury.
They hate circumcisions at
Ashbury.
Well,
hippies in general, that's a good one, Chris. Hippies in general just don't do things that aren't completely necessary and like to not do things intentionally to sort of stick it to the man.
I gotta ask though, so I mean, was it more of just to see if you could do it, or did you like suck your dick for like 5 seconds?
Well, okay, it was the first time my penis had been in any mouth.
Wait a minute, you were gonna say that differently.
I was gonna say it the first
it's the second it, penis that's been
I was
in
gonna
his
say
mouth.
It was the first penis that was in my mouth, and that also would have been accurate.
Why would you say first? Immediately I would say only. Don't even think about it.
I messed up in the wording, that's all.
You messed up in a lot of ways. You messed up in the wording by disobeying the word of God.
Where does it say thou shalt not suck thine own dick?
Talk about different dicks.
I haven't done that.
Chris is like really religious tonight.
I know.
Well, shit. If you were sitting where I'm sitting, you'd think about God yourself.
So I'd never had my penis in a mouth before. So you know, when you were 13 or 14.
You don't know what you're saying. You're cock crazy.
So when you're 13 or 14, you imagine that it feels like the greatest thing in the world. You
know what
I mean?
To have a dick in your mouth? I didn't think that. Yeah. God damn. Too many revelations in one night.
No. To have your own dick in a mouth in general.
You need to get your story straight.
Yeah, literally needs to get it straight.
Oh, God. So
next he's going to say, to get your own big black dick in your mouth.
So I got to tell you, I'm having second thoughts about talking about this. Like, while I'm talking about this, I'm thinking, do I want to put this out?
How old were you when this happened?
Like, 4.
13, 12.
Then that's fine, because you can 14. Just blame it on.
Well,
being youthful.
Hold on. Let me tell you what I used to do at 13. This will make you feel a little bit better. If I saw like a good housekeeping at the bottom of the stack and I didn't think anyone would miss it, I would cut the lips out of Joan London's mouth and face fuck her.
No, you would not do that.
Swear to God, I would.
You used to fuck magazines?
Hell yeah. Well, just the covers.
Is that true?
This is true. How would I make that up?
I don't know.
Did you get paper cuts on your dick?
I wouldn't hit it that hard.
What do you mean you just stuck your dick through the mouth of the magazine and just jerked it off on the other?
Yeah, exactly. It was like a jerk-off mask.
Wait, was the mouth facing towards you or out from you so you could look at the mouth in a mirror?
Okay, that was a huge controversy because sometimes I would cut the lips out entirely. Other times I would think maybe it would be good to see some lips on there, so I'd cut a slit in the lips, but then I'd have to go in at an angle and I couldn't really see the jawline.
Wait, would you look at the mouth while you were doing it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would have her tilt her eyes up so it looked like she was looking up at me.
I'm confused, though. So
I cut the whole head out.
Part of your... Oh, okay. So it was just on there while you were beating off?
And then I would tilt the forehead up so that it looks like she's looking up like, you like that? And then when you're done, it's a self tissue right there.
Oh, that's true. So, okay.
It's like a jerk off cone.
So when I would do it, Ben, when I did it, it was because
you said when I would. So this happened more than once.
It happened maybe 2 or 3 times. But every time it was disappointing because it didn't feel, it's not like a mouth inherently feels good, which is what I thought. It's because it's someone else's mouth that it feels really good.
Oh, God.
It's true.
He's going there again. Is this where dick number two comes in?
No. So it was like, wow, I couldn't believe that I actually could reach. And then when I did reach, I was like, like I thought. Here's the most embarrassing part of all.
Ew.
God, this is
probably the grossest too.
It is the grossest. I tried to do it how I imagined a girl would do it, so it would seem like I was really sucking a dick. And it didn't feel good.
You tried to imagine how a girl would suck a dick, or a girl would suck your dick.
A girl would suck my dick.
Okay.
So you immediately like stuck a knife to your throat. You had to like rape your own face.
Did you burn a bunch of bribery money afterwards?
But that's
to simulate a bribe.
And it didn't feel good. It was just like, eh.
Oh man. That's. Listen, if I could have done it, I would have. I'm not judging. I'm just saying it's the dick's in the other mouth, so it's fun. Okay for me to laugh.
Yeah, I can't believe I am having trouble believing that you actually never tried, Ben.
I didn't say I never tried.
Oh, you know, did you see? And if you tried, and if you tried when you would have got there, there's no way you would have got there and been like, nah, I've changed my mind. You would have wanted to know what it felt like.
But, you know, like every guy, you sit there and you're naked and you're looking down and then you kind of give it that like half-hearted effort of like you lean in your chair a little bit and you're like, I'm not flexible at all. My penis is like crooked. There's no way. Like I did the math, you know?
You know what I would do? I would chart my progress. Like each time I would stretch my tongue out to see if I could just touch it, just the tip. And I would like think, oh, I think I got a little closer that time. And then I'd get encouraged. Like, pretty soon when I'm older, I'll be able to suck it. I'm thinking in a year from now, I'll have my dick in my mouth.
I was trying. Yeah, that I kind of did the same thing. And I was thinking, eventually I'll be able to suck balls.
Jeez.
Man, that's fucked up, Danny.
But I'll also tell you this. I don't believe that you would just see if you... See, here's the thing. You said that you just wanted to see if you could do it, but you also said you did it 3 or 4 times.
No, you've blown yourself to
completion.
I have never blown myself to completion because it doesn't.
I know you tried.
Okay.
Of course you tried.
I tried, but it didn't feel good. The thing was, is you're in a fucking uncomfortable position when you're doing that. You're like.
You're standing on your head also.
No, you're stretched. Your back is like stretched in this crazy way. You're like pulling your penis.
Wait
up
a second.
Farther.
Let me ask you this. Where did you do this?
In my room.
And weren't you terrified someone would walk in?
No.
That's worse than getting caught beating off.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine how embarrassing it is to have, like, your dad walk in and you're beating off on a tube sock? Could you only imagine if you caught your own kid sucking his own dick?
Eesh. You weren't worried about that?
No, I wasn't.
How are you not worried about that?
It was when no one was home at my house.
Well, have you ever gotten caught?
With a dick in my mouth? No.
No, your dick. We know you've been caught with a dick in your mouth.
No.
Chris, never. Let me ask you, Chris.
Okay, and Ben, I want to address something. Yeah, I said I was just trying to see if I could make it. I was trying to see if I could make it because I thought it would be awesome if I could make it because then it would feel good. But then when I did get there and it didn't feel good, what's my motivation to keep going? I can't beat off in that position. It doesn't even feel good.
Man, you're talking so fast about
I feel like his mouth is watering. But here's what I don't understand. Like you said that you didn't really care if you got caught. You seem to have like a real cavalier attitude about getting caught sucking your own dick.
I did care. I'm saying I didn't. I wasn't worried about getting caught because I would only do something like this when I was sure that my mom and sister were gone. Like they would be in Chico. My mom was taking my sister to
LA. I got paranoid. I know they're supposedly gone, but I had backup plans and escape routes. Booby traps, all kinds of shit set up just so I wouldn't get caught.
Shoddy Radio. Radio.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Do you have a question for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or call at 774-633-9669. That's 7 Shoddy Now.
I wanted to say that we've been getting a lot of plugs on pretty big podcasts lately, and I'm going to play the clip of when we met Adam Carolla at the Adam Carolla warehouse, and he gave a plug out for Shoddy Radio. I'm going to play that at the end of this show. And I'm also going to play, I wrote a song for the Daves of Thunder podcast, which is Dave Damashek's podcast. And anyone who hasn't listened to that, that's a really funny podcast. I don't think I need to tell people to listen to Adam Carolla's podcast, because they probably already know about it if they know about Shoddy Radio. But Dave Damashek's podcast, Daves of Thunder, is very funny. And I wrote a song for that podcast, and I sang it with a friend of ours, Ali, who's a very good singer. And they played it on the air. And then they played it again a second time at the end of the show, and they mentioned that they gave out our podcast again. So we've been getting pretty lucky with that. And I also want to play one more time, because we removed the show that we played these two songs. I want to play the two songs that we wrote for Ben's wedding, because they were that episode was only up for a month or so. It got torn down. That we had technical problems.
It was a controversial episode.
It was a controversial episode, yeah. I didn't know if you wanted me to say that or not. I was going to blame it on technical difficulties.
Technically, it was extremely controversial.
but we wrote two songs for Ben's wedding, and I'm going to play them at the end of this show. Okay. You should also go to our Facebook page, because I'm going to post Ben's first stand-up ever and Chris's first stand-up ever. We have both of them recorded. And I'll post the videos of both of them on our Facebook page sometime soon.
And you will be blown away by how fucking good Chris Clements is at doing
you
jokes.
You may not be blown away, but you have to bear in mind, this is both of their first times in front of a crowd.
Yeah, they
both did very well for a first
for
time.
For the circumstances.
For the circumstances.
But Ben's, I think, was a little bit better than mine. And I think you will be blown away if you watch Ben's video. And you will be blown away if you're Danny, and you'll be blowing yourself.
When the Patriots come into town. Yeah. Now, where were we?
Talking about Natalia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's a disaster.
We were going to talk about Shoddy Radio.
Ah, yes. Gentlemen. Yes, our good friends over at shoddyradio.com. Chris and Danny brought us a bunch of gifts. They brought you booze.
I just took a sip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to help
a while.
The news. Yeah.
Oh,
you go to shoddyradio.com. And again, they're just guys. They're just fans. They just brought us some muffins and some booze and what the hell.
They brought some DVDs for Brian.
Yeah. We ain't uptight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give him a shot. Why not?
That's nice. I mean, I missed you, Whiskey.
Yeah.
All I can say.
Back tonight. Hey, T.
Actually, a lot more pathetic than anything.
The girls at the red light didn't think so. All right, and last but not least, I haven't heard this one either.
No, this just came in from Danny Savage. It's about Feeney and the love of his life, his football pillow.
Oh, really? Yeah, so he regaled us with a story. My mother, even, he calls his mother. I don't know why he does that on the show. He pretends that my mother is his mother. But anyway, yeah, he told her a story about he spent his pubescence, his 10 years or so, making love on some football pillow in his
Very
house.
Disturbing.
All right, so this one's called Everybody Humps by Danny Savage. We'll play you out today with a little song from Danny Savage. We played it on the Quickie the other day. You can check out his podcast, by the way. Shoddy Radio is the name of that one. This is another REM song. This one's called Everybody Humps, and we'll be back for more Hooey and Applesauce later on. But in the meantime, thanks so much, podcasters. It's been a thin slice of heaven.
Thank you. body humps. A pill of now and then. Everybody humps. Don't you?
Sunny. Love is not afraid of pain. Love is not a raincoat, it's the rain. Love is not born out of love. It grows with time through hope and trust. Love is not afraid to fly. Love is not an airplane, it's the sky. Love is not afraid to fail. Love is not a sailboat, it's the sail. Afraid to feel. Love is not a wagon, it's the wheel. Love is not afraid to care. Love is not a Bible, it's a prayer.
Love is not a whisper, it's a cry.